It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Shopify and Microsoft make changes to employee work schedules and time off policies, raising questions on benefits and culture, and Pia, HPE, QuickPass, TD SYNNEX, and Apple make strategic moves in automation, AI, cybersecurity, and SMB services. This is the Business of Tech. Shopify recently outlined a new communication standard for employees. The company is clearing employee calendars of all recurring meetings with more than three people and restricting all meetings to Wednesdays. Staff is also encouraged to decline or remove themselves from meetings. The result is expected to remove nearly 10,000 events, which equates to more than 76,000 hours of meetings. Microsoft's U.S. employees are getting unlimited time off. In a leaked memo seen by The Verge, Microsoft is calling its unlimited time off discretionary time off, and it will apply to all salaried U.S. employees. The changes started on January 16th and mean even new Microsoft employees no longer need to wait to accrue vacation time. Microsoft will offer 10 corporate holidays, leaves of absences, sick and mental health time off, and time away for jury duty or bereavement alongside this new unlimited time off policy. Employees with unused vacation balances will get a one-time payout in April. And what's the data say? According to the CIPD's Resourcing and Talent Planning Report 2022, 68% of organizations that offer hybrid and remote working reported that it has allowed them to attract and retain more talent. A recent study by Muse found that out of 2,500 people surveyed, 72% experienced surprise or regret after starting their new role, suggesting their expectations of the role weren't met. The total number of remote tech positions is falling, according to the latest job report from CompTIA, based on data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and Lightcast, which collects and analyzes millions of job postings across the U.S. The data represented is raw numeric drops, more positions in November than in December. For example, December listed 6,780 remote IT support specialist roles, down 950 from November. On the security front, the global cybersecurity workforce grew to encompass 4.7 million people, reaching its highest ever levels, according to ISC 2022 Workforce Study. That study also found that there's still a need for more than 3.4 million security professionals, an increase of over 26% from 2021. This reverses a trend in the 2021 study, where the number of open cybersecurity jobs dropped over 2 years. Why do we care? Employers continue to tweak how the world of work looks, and here are two trends playing out. Let's address the idea of unlimited time off. While seemingly entirely good for employees, let's note it also takes the liability for vacation time off a company's books, and without the culture change that encourages the use of time off, it's possible lip service. That isn't necessarily what's happening at Microsoft. Let's observe that as benefits go, it's not as clear-cut as one might think. Employee hiring and retention remain a priority, so here's the data on what's happening. Pia, based in Australia, has announced AI Desk, an automation platform that integrates into a long list of existing ITSM platforms, including Autotask and ConnectWise. Promising to deliver automated ticket resolution, the platform launches with more than 100 automations and integrations. HPE is buying a startup that delivers software to automate reproducible machine learning pipelines that target large-scale artificial intelligence applications. And while I'm talking about vendor moves, QuickPass is launching peer groups and their own trade show this year. TD SYNNEX launched its Cybersecurity Ecosystems Initiative, designed to increase the interaction between security experts. It will be leaning on its own security practice, sharing the educational tools and experiences it's picked up providing security as a service over the past few years. And in one for SMB owners, Apple is now allowing businesses to claim and edit their listings across Apple services, which includes Apple Maps. The new Business Connect tool lets owners fill out their listings by adding header images and other photos to their place cards, which appears on Maps, Messages, Wallet, Siri, and other apps. There's a list of additional options, including showcases, which allows offers, discounts, and seasonal menus. Why do we care? Two stories about AI hitting the channel. It's too early to make the call on the importance. Instead, we're tracking to see what happens. There are also a lot of tactical items here. I'll be dipping more into these moves at a rapid clip, so pick and choose as you require. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware, simple and affordable, delivers truly continuous vulnerability scanning even during normal business hours. You'll get immediate alerts of network access and newfound vulnerabilities, and now can single-click access into the CVE, including directions for remediation. Save $40,000 per security admin while supporting more clients and improving your profitability. Qualify a prospect or upgrade a client with the quickest time to sale and the lowest cost of sales of any product in your portfolio. Visit nodeware.com/partners to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Winnie the Pooh Day. Take a little bit of extra time and be a kid again. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.